Hello and welcome to a very special 100th episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick Not Picard Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What special episode is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
Amazing. Episode 100, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? We're celebrating our 100th birthday, Pat?
Yeah, this is crazy. It's crazy.
It feels longer, doesn't it? This is great. Thanks to everyone already in the chat and the comments. You've just been flooding it since we kind of went up, kind of like not properly up, but just floating around on YouTube. And loads of people congratulating us on our 100th episode. As you can see, we've basically appeared inside Destro's helmet. Bit gross, isn't it? Probably shouldn't have said that. But we've gone gold for this one. What do you think, Pat? Do you like the graphics?
I actually thought that you meant it was literally Destro's helmet there for a second.
We're each of his eyes right now. This is the Full Force Weekly. We're going to be rounding up the week's news. We haven't really done anything special for the 100th. We've just made the colors different around us. But we have got lots to actually get through today, which is kind of interesting and fun. We've got PulseCon just around the corner. And of course, Pat and I will be back later today for a Newsburst live reaction episode. So you're going to get us all day long, basically. How do you feel about that, Pat?
I'm ready for it. I'm all prepared.
Look how smart he looks, everybody. So yeah, RKW says Pat is dressed up. I didn't get the memo, unfortunately, RKW. I just went brand. I was like, I'll just go all on brand. And Pat just turns up looking like he's in an episode of The Office. Show him the tie, Pat. Get close up on the screen.
It's a G.I. Joe tie. I think it was appropriate.
Look at that.
Some General Hawk. Somehow Duke ends up on the back, I think.
Nice.
But, you know, G.I. Joe, it was for, I think, the anniversary there, kind of toward the end of the line.
Nice, man. I like that. Very cool. So there you go. Pat dressed up. I kind of didn't. Mum's on the show. Hi, Mum. Congratulations on 100. Thank you. There should be 100 hearts on there, though, shouldn't there, really? and Kate's watching as well. Thank you, darling. Happy 100. Hello. Hiya. I guess Phoebe's watching too. I'm just kidding. She's probably not. Let's get on with the show. We've got lots to kind of get through today. And first up, we are going to discuss the selfie series a little bit. Hasbro revealed brand new information regarding their selfie series on Monday before launching the new venture via the Hasbro Pulse app yesterday. Gizmodo broke the news that the selfie series would be increasing in price from $60 as previously expected to a pretty steep $80. The increase did not go over well with the majority of fans, who immediately pointed out the pricing situation, highlighting that they would probably not go in on the advanced custom figure process as it had priced them out. In any case, the series made its debut yesterday and I'm still excited to try it out. I might wait for Ross though. Don't have to wait for Ross now, do I? Because it's $59.99 currently, which is awesome. You may have recognized I recorded that video in way in advance of knowing that the selfie series was going to be a little bit cheaper first way go round, which is great. So I think for the remainder of PulseCon, which finishes kind of later today, obviously, I don't want to kind of say it'll be the whole weekend. I don't know. But we do know that it's currently still $59.99. So if you are interested in doing it, now is the time to get it done, people. Because after this PulseCon period, it's going to be back up to $80. Now, that was the kind of the crux I wanted to talk to you about, Pat, first. Obviously, Gizmodo revealed a ton of information earlier in the week about the upcoming selfie series. We kind of knew most of the information anyway, but the main one that kind of was the kicker was this price tag increase. How did you take that news? I mean, was this something that kind of maybe was
kind of, you know, put you in the other direction in terms of like how you were going in the first place?
Maybe a little bit, because I don't know, it's such a rare opportunity. And if maybe you don't recall, but back when the selfie series was first announced and it was kind of leaked on that page,
yeah,
it said that it was $60.
Yeah.
And I actually said, I don't think so. I think it's going to be $80. That was actually the number that I felt that it was going to be, that there was probably no way, knowing that there were bumps in the prices of the regular figures that were still on the horizon. I just didn't feel like this added value was going to be that much money. I kind of thought that it was going to be more. The number I said was 80.
Hold the phone there, Pat, because Matt O'Brien has just done the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. Matt, wow. Thank you so much. Happy 100th episode on behalf of all the double effers that tune in weekly. And I hope they gave you the money to do this, Matt. Thank you for all you do for us. Love you. Pate. I like that. You get an extra E on your name. You'll have to do it again, Matt. You'll have to do the same post again. Pat, Kate, Phoebe, and your wonderful mum and dad who tune in regularly. I hope this PulseCon is as exciting as last year's. Matt, you are an absolute blooming legend. I can't believe it. Hey, well, Matt, thank you, first and foremost. That's ridiculous. But yeah, you're an absolute star. Sorry, Pat. I had to kind of cut off a little bit there to highlight that. But like I said, Matt, if you need to correct that, just post the exact same thing again. I'm just joking. Go on, Pat, you were saying.
Yeah. But I was kind of expecting a price increase on these. Actually, the other thing that I think that I said that I was expecting is for the initial offering of figures to be somewhat familiar looking. And then, you know, it'll probably follow a bell curve, I'm assuming, of, you know, a few people picking up on it. And then once everyone starts to see everyone else is coming in, I have to buy mine. So it'll be like an increase in sales and then a little bit of a dip. And once we hit that dip, that's whenever I expect them to break out some exclusive bodies. That's what I think.
Yeah, exclusive bodies. Maybe again, like maybe like some sort of special pricing for that particular period of time, like a little sale or something.
Yep.
I agree with you on that, definitely. Matt says, I can't do it again. Pat will now be Pate or Pate. I might call you Pate from now on, Pat. That's hilarious, Matt. And thank you so much, dude. Yeah, absolute legend, as Anonymous Dude has mentioned in the post. That's really thrown me now, because now I'm just like, right. That's brilliant. So anyway, that he's just paid for our selfie figures, so that's good. Thanks, Matt. So this is one where yesterday I was kind of like, I'm going to do this because it's $59.99. I'm definitely going to do this before it ends, because I want to get this at the $59.99 rate. I will only be kicking myself if I miss today and you know tomorrow it's $80 again. So
same here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how many of us actually played around with the app yesterday, because I was trying to like get the best possible version of myself, and it is worth going through it a few times, but I'm afraid that the best one was one of the ones that I already discarded.
I saw some of the ones that you sent me and they were hilarious, Pat. The funniest one though was Justin Bell's. Justin did one and it looked more like Paddy, which I thought was brilliant. It's like, You can get that done and then just give it to Paddy as a present, and like he would never even know, and it'd be a really nice present. There you go, Paddy. I got your face sculpt from my face. Amazing. There were a few of us have done it, and the process. I should scan Phoebe's head, shouldn't I? RKW. I should get like some sort of like schnauzer snake eyes. That would be absolutely amazing. I'm really excited to do this, but I think I'm gonna be like a lot of us where you do it over and over again and it doesn't quite, you don't quite get where get it where you want it to be, and it just becomes this thing where you're, you know, forever just going through the scan process but never, you know, committing to it, because I get that sometimes.
I kind of wish that they had some sort of save feature for the scan process, so that as I was going through, I could be like, no, that's a good one. You know, try again. Okay, still haven't beaten it. Okay, go with the other one. Because if you discard it, you've got to be able to get that. You've got to be able to do it again.
Yeah.
It kept on making my eyes small for some reason. It did.
So yours look like Milhouse in the end, is what you're saying.
Well, no, I just opened my eyes real wide for one of them, and then it was fine. I'm not kidding.
Here we go. Get my scan done. Perfect. There we go. Oh, I'm going to look like an absolute psycho on mine, where I'm like just like that. I don't know how to go about it. I don't know if I should smile or if I should smirk or if I should have, like, you know, the rock eyebrow going on. I don't know how to really go about it. So I'll see how it goes anyway. But anyway, for anyone getting involved, let us know. And also share your scans of your in the comments. Share your scans for us, because I'd love to see some of them, especially if they're like discarded ones that you're like, no, that does not work for me. That would be great. Okay. Well, next up then, Pat. And obviously, like I said, if you're in the US, you can get the app, the Hasbro Pulse app. And the selfie series thing is actually really, really cool. It's just like the little, if you imagine like any app on the, like a Instagram or whatever, there's always a little camera option and it just says selfie series. You click on that and it takes you through that process. So yeah, go do it. Go get it done if you want to. But now is the time, because it's $59.99. Right then. Okay. Next up then. And we have, this is, I think, actually my favorite story of the week, believe it or not. And this is Minimates news.
Diamond Select Toys dropped another set of G.I. Joe Minimates on us earlier in the week, but this is something else entirely. The NYCC exclusive set features a Ninja Force theme, with Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow and Scarlet taking on Dr. Biggles Jones in an homage to issue 135 of the Marvel run, while simultaneously throwing back to the vintage VHS cases of yesteryear. The packaging includes a card slip cover just like the old VHS tapes back in the day, with the issue 135 cover art homage on one side and a breakdown of characters and exposition on the other. Inside the slip cover you will find a very cool VHS styled collector box with the tape functionality on one side and a window showing off the figures on the other side. The tape features stickers and fun call outs like the two night rental and the title on the long side sticker. The design and illustration is all courtesy of Barry Bradfield, and I have to say, he has smashed it out of the park. The set will cost you $30 and will be going up on their website on Thursday the 6th of October at 12 a.m. EST. Link in the description. Oh, what fun.
Oh, what fun indeed. This set took me really by surprise. And like, this is like, you know, we've had that conversation in the past of the core character hump that these licensees always have to kind of get over. But in this case, this is kind of how you do it for me. Like this is how it needs to be done. Like, you get your Storm Shadow and your Snake Eyes and your Scarlet, but they're the Ninja Force versions. So straight away, it's character versions that you don't see that often in the licensee's work, and Dr. Biggles Jones. So it's just like, this is so cool and so cute, and the packaging is awesome. What are your thoughts, buddy?
You know, it has that railgun in there, and in some ways, to have that to go along with a Dr. Biggles Jones figure is pretty cool, even if you don't use it with the Minimates figures.
Yeah, totally. I wonder, like, are those weapons, like, in any sort of scale to, like, 4-inch figures or whatever? Probably not, right?
I guess it probably just depends on the length of the handle of the gun, because the sculpting detail on that particular one right there in the middle of the package or of the picture of the figures, it's, I think that probably would fit in like a 3 3/4-inch figure's hand. Probably.
Cool. That would actually be really awesome then, in that case, just to get it for that. $30 for a railgun if you're interested.
Yeah.
But actually, this set is kind of fun, and I'm kind of been like struggling recently with the constant, oh, we've got to get through this character and this character and this character. And Minimates have, you know, they've brought out a few sets, not a lot though, and now straight away we're into something like this. And I know it's NYCC related, so it's an NYCC exclusive technically, but it will be going up on their website for $30 on Thursday at like midnight EST. So, and I think that would technically be Wednesday night, Thursday morning, I believe.
Okay.
I believe. That's how I read it, because if it's 12 a.m. Thursday, then it would be, the first thing on Thursday. I've always been, that's always confused me. I don't know why. I've always had trouble working that out, and I don't know why. Probably because, it's not easy to work out. I love this as well, Robert H., the fact that they've given Scarlett her toy hair and the 90s comics hair as well. It's brilliant. You can see it in that package. In fact, let's go through some of the images. So obviously, this was Diamond Select Toys post in the first place. Team like the Ninja Force teaming up to take on Cobra Scientist Dr. Biggles Jones. Dr. Biggles Jones in the Ninja Force Mini Mates box set. And this is the slip cover. Again, homage is the issue 135, which is kind of fun. No Chabang in there, though, unfortunately. But then if you go into the actual VHS itself, you can see there Scarlett. She's got two lots of hair, which is brilliant. So you can kind of give her the two different looks, the figure and the comics. Because that was always an interesting one as well, how they drew Scarlett as Ninja Force in the comics, because the hair was always like flowing all over the place, wasn't it?
Yeah, which is really not how the toy was at all. It's like, with Scarlett as a toy, no ponytail, they give her a ponytail. So then you finally get a toy that does have the ponytail, and they're like, no ponytail, hair's everywhere.
It's everywhere. But no, I love that they've given both options there, Rob H. That's awesome. Anonymous Dude says, very charming. It is, isn't it? Absolutely. I think that's what it is. There's a lot of charm. There's a lot of personality to this set.
Yeah.
X-Factor 17, hello. These mini mates are awesome. Cannot wait to pre-order these. Thank you, Matt. Bit upset that wasn't a super chat. I'm joking, by the way. That is a joke. Please, no more. You've done enough. Forever, in actual fact. You've done enough forever. Hello, Paul. Hello, Michael Jean Fleming. Thanks for the congratulations. Sean Forrester says, I wonder if the packaging is the same size as the Marvel Legends VHS line. That would be pretty cool to add to the shelf. I imagine it's probably a VHS size. So, and I think they are, aren't they, Pat?
The Marvel Legends. So.
They're probably all around the same VHS kind of sizing. kids will be like, what's VHS? Yeah, well, that's why this is for us. This isn't for them. Diana Davis still hopes that hair will fit on the Snake Eyes head. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? I'd be well up for that. What were you about to say, Pat?
Looking at it, maybe it's not VHS size, because I was just looking at my other pack of Mini Mates, and maybe I need to see how tightly the figures are held together in there, but maybe it is, because they put a few accessories in between the feet of the top figures and the heads of the bottom ones. So it probably is VHS size.
I'd imagine so. Weird.
Make it shaped like a VHS and to not do that, wouldn't it?
It's like this big. Like, well, it's a cigarette packet. Sean says the head should be the same size. You should be able to put the hair on Snake Eyes. I can't wait. Yeah, we shall see indeed. What else we got? Cheese bags, lots of cheese bags. Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for all the happy 100th. Thank you, Talking Joe. Appreciate that very much. It's funny because this is the 100th episode of the weekly, but it's probably about the 9 millionth episode or video content we've put out. So we still do obviously loads of news bursts and monthlies and all the audio podcasts we've done in the past. But for the weekly, this is a bloody good. I think this is really cool. We've been doing this, I think, just over 100 weeks, Pat, because I think we missed one week out. I'm going to have to go back and check every single weekly we've ever done. But
I think that I'm in episode 10 or something like that, because it was Justin with you in the first several.
Oh, yeah. Justin was the more important of the two of you, really. And then he left. And then, but I'm just kidding.
You still see Justin. He was on the monthly.
Yeah, exactly. He hasn't gone away fully yet. We've tried to get him to go, but he just won't leave. That is also, I wanted this shot as well, because it just gives you a bit more of the VHS, which is really, really cute as well. Again, all I just love the kind of the long sticker on there with the title and everything. The colors are really nice. I think this is a really dope set, and I think they've really bashed out of the park. And I hope they do more like this as well. I mean, are there any kind of things you could see them doing in a similar style, Pat? Here,
well, not in particular. I mean, this kind of is sure Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow are core characters, but not their Ninja Force outfits, and certainly not Dr. Biggles Jones is not a core character. That's for sure. And Scarlet's a core character. So, I mean, you wouldn't expect this though right away. So I can't really say what to expect next.
I mean, I'd like it for them to do some sort of homage like this just for the exclusives and really just, you know, test the depths of obscurity, because this isn't obscure necessarily. Ninja Force is well known in G.I. Joe terms, whether it be good or bad. You know, people are aware of it just as much as they're aware of many other aspects of the line. So it's not safe, definitely not a safe bet, but it's just really well executed little set, and I think it'll do really well. But anyway, that is the Mini Mates. Like I said, $30, and you should be able to pre-order this on their website. Link in the description on Thursday at midnight. Thursday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, midnight EST. Yeah, so if you're going to stay up for it, you might as well. Right then, next up, it's also NNYCC exclusive, I should say. So even though you can get it on the website, it will only be in limited quantities, I'd imagine. Right then, that's Mini Mates. Next up then, we had another massive bit of news roll in on like minutes before PulseCon's pre-show kicked off, and that is In Higher Toys news.
Of course, Higher Toys drop a reveal right before PulseCon. Yet not too long ago, Higher Toys revealed their upcoming 4-inch exquisite mini Snake Eyes figure, and following closely behind, as we all kind of expected, is Storm Shadow. Now, the interesting thing about this is that they stayed close to the classified design for Snake Eyes, and are sort of doing the same with Stormy here as well. Only this design is closer to his earlier style, which we've seen on the website, Operation Blackout, and in Titan figure form. They dropped the tattoos, which is a shame, but I get it, and they've added a very striking chrome-like shine to elements on the mask, wrist gauntlets, knee pads, and shin guards. He gets a secondary cross strap with shuriken, and a separate belt with cloth, and he comes with a bevy of weapons and accessories, spare hands, a separate hood-up piece, fancy bow, quiver backpack with 3 separate arrows, 2 different swords and sheaths for both, and another Dio piece stand just like the one that comes with Snake Eyes. I'm liking these mini classified style figures, and I look forward to seeing who else they have on deck for release in the future. He will be released in the first quarter of 2023 and costs $19.99 USD. Expect a similar ordering scenario to Snake Eyes, Asia only for now, until we hear more info about distribution for the rest of the world.
Yeah, still like a little unclear on that one. As I said, when we discussed Snake Eyes many moons ago, I reached out to Higher Toys to ask them what the distribution scenario was for the, you know, for outside Asia, if there was one. And they said to keep an eye on Diamond distribution. So I don't know why they would say that if it wasn't something that was maybe in the process of happening or would be happening in the future. So I wouldn't be surprised, guys, if these are available for distribution outside of the Asian market at some point. We'll try and find out as much as we can. Oh, thanks, Dad. Happy 100th, you guys, he says. Thanks, Dad. Love you. Dad watching as well. Got the whole fam watching. Amazing. With this one, Pat, this was an interesting reveal, wasn't it? Because, I mean, we had a conversation when Snake Eyes came out, and we were discussing what we thought they were going to do next, if they were going to do something like this year, and they bust this one out not that long after Snake Eyes has been announced. So we've got two figures kind of roughly in the same kind of ballpark in terms of release date, and we kind of discussed what they might do next. You were kind of maybe not completely convinced Storm Shadow was coming next. Lo and behold, he's here. What do you think of this one?
It's fine. I think that I'm a little more curious to see someone else. Just doing Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow right away I guess I didn't expect them to be quite that predictable.
I think that's what it is, though, isn't it? It's like, this is the core character hump predictability, isn't it? Yeah. Really?
Well, sort of. In some ways, I don't even consider Storm Shadow to be like one of the first few core characters. I think the core characters are just Cobra Commander, Duke, Snake Eyes, and that's it. Like those are the top three that they're always going to kind of lead with.
Yeah.
So who beyond that, like your Storm Shadow, Scarlet, Roadblock, and Destro, Baroness, like those other characters that are top tier. I kind of thought that maybe we would see somebody else early on, but I guess not. And I'm actually glad that they got rid of the tattoos. I didn't like those at all.
Okay.
So
yeah, we haven't seen the tattoos apart from on the website design.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. They removed them for Operation Blackout. They removed them for the Titan figure. So yeah, that hasn't really been a thing, has it? Other than the website design, and wherever those have kind of appeared on other things. But yeah, no, I do like this design though. I think it's really cool. And we've got some beautiful shots of this one as well. Has a similar, obviously a similar silhouette to the Snake Eyes figure, has the kind of thinner legs. The legs don't look as thin on Storm Shadow for me. The feet are still quite large, but I think the Snake Eyes one, the legs do look a lot skinnier than the Storm Shadow ones. Maybe it's the fact they've kind of put a bit of bulk on the thighs on this one. I'm not sure how you feel about that. Go on.
Snake Eyes, it's classified Snake Eyes' design, and the classified Snake Eyes has baggy pants on, whereas the Haya one has tight pants. And I think that makes the legs look skinnier, just for the fact that you're used to seeing the pants baggy.
That's true. Ed was saying Special Missions 14, Mini Mates, Dusty Lightfoot, and Mangler. That would be amazing, actually.
That would be cool. Finally getting awesome. A Mangler in any fashion.
Just skip over the Lightfoot thing there completely, Pat. Thanks. Yeah, Mangler would be awesome, actually. That would be a really good one to have. Actually, this is a good point, Diana. In regards to the Mini Mates we were talking about a second ago, it's slightly weird that those versions were never on TV or film. Well, I suppose Storm Shadow was. He was in the Deke cartoon in that costume. Snake Eyes was in his version 4, wasn't he? I don't think he ever got in the Ninja Force costume on Deke. Did he, Pat?
No, I don't think he did. No.
And I can't remember if Scarlet ever appeared in a Ninja Force costume. Obviously, Dr. Biggles-Jones, I don't think ever did. But that Storm Shadow definitely did. But you're right. It's weird that it's an homage to the comic, and then they put it in like what if it was on a VHS? I guess it's just easier than doing like a flat comic. It'd be a 2D figure scenario in that case. But yeah, I get what you're saying, Diana. Anyway, coming back to Storm Shadow. I do like this design. And I'm actually kind of glad that they went with that early classified design rather than obviously the classified design we've had recently, because it's different. It's something that we haven't seen we've seen it in Titan figure, but we haven't seen it in an action figure that, you know, we're going to be really like highly posable, fully posable and loads of accessories. So I think it's kind of cool to be getting this one.
Yeah. And you know what, looking at it, it does kind of make me feel like we're actually getting a different 4-inch figure rather than the standard Storm Shadow design, just in different articulation. So it'll be a nice one to add. Seeing him though, he does kind of remind me of the Spy Troops Nightcreeper, the design
with
the armored lower legs and the armored face. He kind of looks like Spy Troops Nightcreaper now to me.
Do you think the mask's a little bit too much going on there, like especially with the strip down the middle and everything? Or how do you find the actual head kind of sculpt?
Like I said, it looks that's the thing that really puts the Spy Troops Nightcreeper feeling to me. But maybe if we had seen this first in 6 inches, if it had actually come out, because the art it feels like there's a little more separation to the armor of the face than what you see here. So
yeah, it's filling a lot more of the face than I thought it would.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I think if they, it might even be cooler in hand. These are not final images, by the way, this is a prototype. So it might actually look a lot different to this. Not like a lot different, but you know, like certain aspects might be slightly different. Paint work might be slightly different as well. I do like it, but I think I prefer it with the hood up. I think with the hood up, he kind of looks really cool. I think with the hood down, the head looks kind of small. But again, that might be something that happens again in the final actual production figure. Diecast Nick says they are nice, but I can't see them doing a full line. I think we'll probably, I don't know how many we'll get. I think I'd be really impressed and really happy if they got 6 of these out. But that might be a stretch. I don't know. What do you think, Pat? Do you think they're going to get a lot out of this?
The number I was just about to say was six. I have a feeling that, their design process, they've probably spent the money in order to design maybe the first six. And that, because that seemed to be about how many they put out a year of other toy lines when we were looking at it. So
yeah,
if these sell terribly, I could see those final few not coming out. But if they sell well, maybe they'll design a few beyond that.
Well, they'll probably have to open up distribution a little bit if they want to sell well. Or if it's just the Asian market and they have a particular, you know, idea of the kind of numbers they want to do in that market, then obviously that's different, isn't it? It's all based on the context that you're working in, I guess. But yeah, if it, like you say, if the sales are really good out there, maybe it's one of those things that kind of, you know, grows a little bit, and that would be kind of fun. I mean, you've already mentioned two characters there, but I could definitely see Cobra Commander, Destro, because they're kind of characters that they could do, again, mask characters. You know, I'm not saying that they're head sculpts. They couldn't do head sculpts. Of course they could. But I could definitely see Cobra Commander and Destro being, you know, around the corner pretty soon. And then obviously Scarlet, the Baroness, Duke, those kind of, you know, I feel like we're going to be getting that group of characters before we start getting like more interesting ones.
Yeah, I think you're entirely right. But the fact that we're getting this Storm Shadow that you really won't get otherwise is a plus to me. I think I like this figure better than the offering of Snake Eyes. I don't know about you.
I do, yeah. And again, I have to say it again. I think with the hood up, I think he looks awesome. I probably prefer this one a little bit to Snake Eyes. I love all the kind of details that got going on. Again, it's effectively the, you know, if you look at the artwork and all that kind of stuff, they've got it down to a T, like the shuriken style, the rope on the cross strap, the kind of design on the cloth, everything that is on that figure. They've kind of translated to this, sorry, that is on that model. They've translated really well to this action figure. I could actually see them maybe focusing on some of the designs from Operation Blackout, where you've got like sci-fi, you got like the winter jackets for like Scarlet and I think Lady J. So, you know, there's kind of things in there they could probably work with that keeps it away from just directly taking from the classified line, but like gets it almost like, you know, indirectly is what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like that.
Thank you very much, Sergeant Slaughterhouse. Happy 100. Clink, clink. Really appreciate that. Thank you very much. And make sure, if you're not already, subscribe to Sergeant Slaughterhouse on YouTube, guys. They do amazing things. So, check that out. And thank you, guys, very much. Really appreciate that. That's a good shout. RKW says, looking at the Hasbro website, the Alley Viper design is different to the classified version. Possibly Hire could do something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. Where you've got those ones like, you know, the Battle Android Trooper maybe from, you know, the original Operation Blackout style. There's a lot of different options there, I think, RKW. And one of them, yeah, you're right. The Alley Viper design from early on is a good shout. I like that. Ed says, the only tattoos Storm Shadow should have are the ones from Sigma 6. There you go. Well, how do you feel Storm Shadow should be tatted up, Pat? Just the one?
I think that having him have a whole arm full of tattoos kind of takes away from the impact of surprise he has a tattoo underneath that armband. So,
oh, I thought you were going to say his grundle. Surprise, he's got a tattoo underneath his... Check it out, guys. You can only see it when he's in a certain costume. So, yeah. Anyway, that's enough of that. Thanks, Ed. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I did like I thought the design was kind of cool, and I thought the kind of big tattoo sleeve looked kind of interesting. But it doesn't bother me that it's not on the figure. And also, like, that would be one hell of a tampo to work out on an arm like that. Because it's like...
Yeah. Yeah,
the ball at the top plus the kind of bicep section, the split is so dramatic that you'd have to have the tampo almost run beyond, like underneath the split. Do you know what I mean? Like for it to look right.
Right. Otherwise, I could definitely see somewhere down in that in the split there being an even bigger separation between the tattoo and it looking weird.
Yeah, and some yeah, sort
this
of like
is, this homes, is a much better yeah. solution. I actually really like this one. I can say I will definitely be buying this figure.
Oh, nice one. Nice one. Renegade Biker, no pre-order for Higher Storm Shadow yet. It will probably be up on Hobby Link Japan at some point soon. But again, they are kind of saying that if they what's the word? If they're selling in Asia market only. And hopefully in the future that, you know, they'll be able to get distribution out further. But at the moment, their Hobby Link is saying they're going to cancel orders if it's not in the Asian market. So just a heads up on that. I will say, though, that Paddy, his order for the Snake Eyes on Hobby Link has not been cancelled yet. So, and he mentioned that the other day. So, yeah, interesting. Mike has asked, what time do we think Serpentor will be up for premium? We'll get to that in a second, but I would imagine, was it 5 and 6 p.m.? 5 p.m. for premium members, 6 p.m. for EST, that is, for regular members, I believe. Okay. Sorry, loads of comments. Thank you so much, guys. I'm kind of falling behind here at the moment, though. Just have a quick look at his loadout. And also, I just wanted to highlight this from Travis as well. I'm no Million Dollar Matto DVRC, but Dev wanted to get your first Sunday football brew on me. Thank you very much, Travis. And that's really, really, you know, really nice of you to do so, buddy. And also, check out A Toy Kind of Mood. They do also another channel that does amazing things. Sub to them on YouTube, A Toy Kind of Mood. Thanks, Travis. That's really nice, dude. Thank you so much. Okay, yeah, so the Storm Shadow weapons loadout and accessory loadout, he gets a decent amount of things, nothing out of the ordinary, Pat, would you say? I mean, pretty expected gear, isn't it?
I would say so. He comes with a nice bow, though, and for me, again, I think I've mentioned this maybe in past episodes, it's probably a Ninja Turtles thing where I have to have like a specific signature weapon with all of the ninja characters, especially the later Ninja Force where they were coming with a sprue. I wanted one of them to be like their main thing that they were good at. And Storm Shadow, I just associate with the bow.
Yeah. It's
probably the whole comic book issues that featured the bow so heavily, but the swords that they have to have so they can clash. But Storm Shadow's signature thing to me is the bow and arrow.
Agreed. Agreed. And like, I guess another one of those little Dio stands as well, which is cool. Stevie yeah. Garcia, what time is the G.I. Joe panel today? It's at 1:15 p.m. EST. We will be going on short. Well, as soon as it's finished, we will then I'll be rushing to get the graphics together. And then we'll be going up probably around, I want to say maybe 2:30 at a push. But we'll try and get up there as quick as we can. But we want to get all the graphics in place first. And then Pat and I will see you guys after that as well. Like, you're going to get us twice today. How fortunate you all are. Okay, cool. Right, well, that's pretty much Storm Shadow and Higher Toys. Kind of excited for this one, and I really do hope that we get some sort of news or information regarding, you know, this whole distribution setup. So I really, really want to know what the heck the deal is with that. Anyway, moving on then, Pat, to our next news item, and that is some PulseCon pre-show reveals.
I don't think anyone was expecting a reveal or two during the PulseCon pre-show yesterday, especially not me. Few Adams took to the Neon stage in LA to bring us a really fun PulseCon pre-show opening, and not long into the event, Few dropped two names joining the Classified series in Hawk and Tripwire. What a great way to start the weekend, and now we can talk a little bit about what we are most excited for during the panel later today at 1:15 p.m. EST.
There you go, see? You just had to wait a little bit and all your questions are answered. We have gems of that size, basically, and it answers all your questions. Right, Pat, this was an interesting one and thoroughly unexpected, I have to admit. I was expecting all of the G.I. Joe stuff to kind of come out today, later today at 1:15. And Few, who's doing the PulseCon pre-show, did a great job, by the way. That's the first time he's ever done anything live. And they flew him out there to do it. And he just sat there and like had to read a teleprompter and, you know, fill in. I'm just like, dude, I'd have been terrified. So big shout out to Few, did an amazing job. There he is. And he also mentioned that, like, because I've met Theo in the past, I would say we are friends. Kate and I have bumped into him on more than one occasion at TF Nation and Auto Assembly and spent some time with him. Really nice guy. And obviously, if you're not following Theo's Transformer reviews and stuff on YouTube, go do it. They're hilarious. But yeah, did a great job in this particular episode. And then he goes and drops G.I. Joe on us. A bunch of name reveals. First up, Hawk. How crazy was that? Because I was not expecting this.
Yeah. What are you expecting from Hawk, though? Which version? Were you going to ask me that in a second, I assume?
We'll rinse through this. Hawk and obviously Tripwire were the two names revealed. These are the two versions I personally think we're going to be seeing. What about yourself then, Pat?
I think it'll be a little bit weird if it is 1982 Hawk, but not completely unexpected for some of the other things that we've been getting as far as what versions they've been doing and things. But it's not like, I guess Snake Eyes, eventually they did do the 1982 kind of Commando Snake Eyes. Yeah, I don't know. I think it will be this one. If I had to place bets, I would bet on this one, but I just wouldn't completely rule out 1982 as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been mentioning that if it was the version that, might not be the version one because they're expecting that to come with like an MMS or something, kind of further down the line. So, but yeah, the fact that, we're getting version one Rock and Roll, we've got Heavy Duty Roadblock, Heavy Artillery Road. We have got kind of a Heavy Duty Roadblock, but that's the Cobra Isla one that's got nothing to do with it. Heavy Artillery Roadblock, we've got Stalker, we've got Breaker. There's a lot of characters we're getting that kind of like slot into that OG kind of section, that kind of version one section. So I kind of wouldn't be surprised if it's version one Hawk, but at the same time, I kind of would, because I feel like this one we're looking at right now is the kind of iconic General Hawk. Would you agree with that or not?
I think so. Yeah. This is, if you're going to identify him, probably it's going to be from the cartoon because that's what most people saw. It's kind of like what we were talking about earlier, as far as the core characters. I think anyone in here, anyone watching, or the two of us, we're familiar with all the versions of General Hawk, but the general public, this is going to be the Hawk that they would think of.
Totally. And also the next one after this is one that I would love to see with the jetpack. That would be unreal. If they pulled that one out of the bag, I'd be like, okay, we're in, boys, we're in. Kev Jewel 100 says, and a Tiger Force Tripwire down the line. Yes, absolutely. That is something that, you've got, technically, you've kind of got that option with both of these, haven't you, Pat? If you think about that Club Zartan General Hawk Tiger Force thing.
Because it was originally even going to be this sculpt of General Hawk that was going to be in that pack. And then they didn't go that direction.
So it's a possibility that both could be Tiger Forced up. But yeah, a few people have mentioned that about Tiger Force Tripwire. Christopher Mooney says he thinks Tripwire will be Tiger Force first. It's a possibility. They could do that. The pre-old pre-paint, they did it with Outback. They did it with Bazooka. They've done it with Recondo. So, the first versions we're getting of those characters are in Tiger Force. Obviously, we know we're getting Outback next, but I wouldn't be surprised if we're getting all of them in their regular version one gear. Ed says, I prefer the Talking Battle Commander Hawk, really, but no doubt it'll be the 86 version. That would be kind of fun too. Yeah, there you go, pointing it out on your tie.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting one too, because the glasses and the kind of like the different headgear, the different hat, that is that's one that I again like was huge in the 90s. Like it was all over the place shelves wise. So like it wouldn't be a massive surprise to get something like that, but I still think they're going to go Sunbow-ish on this one and aim for the general that we kind of know and that everyone kind of really kind of relates to in that sense.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Tripwire? In terms of Tripwire, version-wise, it's probably going to be this. Do you think they're going to try and do something different here, or do you think they're going to try and stick close to the vintage you know, and kind of do, maybe do something like they did with Breaker.
Well, I'm really hoping that he has a removable helmet and that we can see his face. If they do the just keep the helmet on thing again, I'll be kind of disappointed, to be honest.
Yeah. Do you not think maybe alternate head?
No, I mean, Tripwire was always one that's a little bit weird that his helmet is permanent to me anyway. I don't know. It's a little strange that his helmet doesn't come off.
Do we see him without a helmet in the cartoon? Because I only remember seeing him looking through the kind of visor. You can see his eyes, but you can't really see.
Right. I can't remember any of that. I mean, and that kind of leaves it open to interpretation as what he'll look like without the helmet on. I mean, maybe he's been shown somewhere, but not that I can remember.
Yeah, I don't think there's been any. I'd really have to do some digging to see if there's been any kind of like helmetless Tripwire kind of reference anywhere. Punk with Toy says V1 Hawk wasn't a general yet. Well, his name is Hawk. They didn't drop General Hawk, did they, Punk with Toys? They dropped Hawk. So that's an interesting point in actual fact. The fact that it's Colonel just Hawk. The name Hawk could be like another clue there. So that's a very good point that you just mentioned there. Grant Mounier says, I've made a list of all the pipeline figures so far, now counting Hawk and Tripwire. There are 12 figures that will be coming in 2023. I can tell you now, Grant, there's a lot more than that. Nostalgia JT says, repaint Buzz Lightyear for Jetpack Hawk. Yeah, you could do that, definitely. Ed says, Hawk is blonde. He should be blonde, even in the 86 uniform, but I'd settle for the very light brown that Devils do settle for, even with a little gray. Just make him gray and completely avoid the whole issue. Absolutely. Okay, yeah. Oh, yes. Severed John says, please, Bomb Squad Fun School Tripwire. Either Bomb Squad Fun School Tripwire or Listen and Fun. I'd take either of those ridiculous decos.
Wow, yeah, Listen and Fun hasn't gotten any attention. It didn't get released in the 25th style at all, right?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, that's one of the few figures from that early on that we didn't get.
Tripwire didn't even get a proper Tiger Force version. You just got that silver and black kind of, was it Rise of Cobra version?
Right.
So, I think Tripwire could do with a Tiger Force version. He could do with Blades, SS Blades. How cool would that be?
Yeah. There just needs, at this point, they've made enough of them. There just needs to be a big gift set or something to put some of those Action Force figures out there.
Diana has shared an image on Facebook that I can't see, unfortunately. Is that a Tripwire image, by the way, Diana, that's got him with no helmet on? Because that would be great. So Star Brigade Hawk with 5 points of articulation, says Viper Scout. Could you imagine? Jeremy Kimberlin says left field slaughters Marauders Tripwire. That would be a bit left field. He did take off the helmet a few times. Thank you, Diana. Good.
Yeah, that's what the picture is that she shared. I'm looking at it. It's
brilliant.
Yep.
Kev Jules says, I don't need a removable helmet. I just want that bike tinted visor and visible eyes. Yeah, very much like the Sunbow style on that one, yes. RKW says, Hawk equals Flint Legs, Tiger Force Duke Torso, and Heavy Roadblock Helmet. I guess they'll probably do something completely brand new, though, RKW. That's true. Highly articulated. Says, Barbecue didn't get an alternate head. I don't expect one with Tripwire. I suppose it depends, because Barbecue was a Cobra Island release, wasn't he? So that minimizes the amount of extras and accessories. So if this Tripwire is anything more than that, if he was a deluxe or something, then yes. Or if he was that kind of in between, like Kamakura style, because he's going to come with some gear, isn't he? He's going to have the backpack, removable mines, the metal detector, the hose. There's going to be some stuff with him. And I imagine weapons. They'll give him weapons, won't they?
I would hope so. That's the weird thing about Tripwire, is that once you put those mines in his backpack, it feels like he only comes with two accessories as a vintage figure, which, you know, isn't unheard of at all for a vintage figure. But it feels like he comes with so much less.
Do you remember Iceberg? Man, that That was the criminally under-accessorized figure, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like no skis, no snowshoes, no anything. Nothing,
just a
rifle.
Machine gun, wasn't it? Like a big old machine gun. That was really upsetting, actually. I haven't gotten over that. Because he's actually the figure is brilliant. Like the design's amazing.
Yeah,
deco's really awesome. Nice,
and that's the weird thing too, is looking over pre-production work, it feels like I should be coming across like a backpack, at least for him. But I've never seen anything beyond just one accessory.
I really desperately want to see Tripwire with no helmet on, so I'm going to have a look while we're on here. Sunbow.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping to bring it up on my phone.
I think obviously he has done, but it's one of those things that I've just never paid attention to or never noticed. Every image I've ever seen of him has been with his helmet on, even in the cartoon. So I will check that image out. I can't find there anything myself.
Look at me.
Oh, nice. Okay. I was going to say, Mike, is that like a reddish brown hair or just red hair?
It's kind of a reddish brown. Yeah, that's the picture that Diana shared. I just brought it up on my phone.
Thank you, Diana. Appreciate that. I want to say that with that, before we were talking about, I was going to say, well, what hair color do you think he has? And I was thinking he might be like a redhead or something like that. They could maybe go blonde, but the fact they've got a model sheet, that's even better. So, okay, cool. I'm more excited at the thought of maybe seeing Tripwire's head now. Weird. Kedjil wants a hoseless mind detector. I know I definitely want that kind of pipe, the kind of thing on it. I think that's kind of part of the fun of it. Matt O'Brien. I don't know what the name of the vehicle is in the cartoon episode that the Joes used to transport those volatile crystals, but would be a cool vehicle for O-ring collectors. Matt, it really would. That vehicle, I remember seeing someone do a custom of that at one of the cons, and it was phenomenal. I think it might have been remote controlled, actually. It was absolutely phenomenal. It had everything as well. Like you open the doors, it had the crystals in there, like all on pads. It was well good. So yeah, that thing would be amazing. Captives of Cobra is the episode that's in. Yeah, I don't know what it's called though. Highly articulated iceberg should be a deluxe with an orca. Yes, he should. That's actually really funny. Okay, cool. Right then. So that we've got Pulse coming, Pat. What are you excited for, anything in particular? Are you excited for any reveals that might be coming out today?
I really wish there was something for O-ring, but I don't think there's going to be.
Yeah, I've kind of got to that point now where they keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And I wonder if they're pushing it maybe into 2023, where they're going to be doing some sort of like big re-release or kind of like refresh. I don't know. It feels that way though, doesn't it?
It feels like it needs a bit of a relaunch. Yeah.
I don't feel like it's going to be like done and dusted, but I definitely feel like there's almost like a concerted effort to kind of keep it at bay until they know exactly what they want to do with it. Or maybe they do know exactly what they want to do with it, but they have to implement it closer to the time of when it's coming out.
Possible that they've developed a few things and that they've just decided, you know what, we're just going to drop these when everyone gets the Sky Striker in hand.
Yeah, that's true.
If there isn't stuff around the time of the Sky Striker or at least announcements, I'm going to be thinking, well, this is done.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Loads to come, obviously, today. We will be reacting to all the reveals at PulseCon. Like I said, roughly around 2:30, maybe 2:45. Depends on how long it takes me to actually get, you know, all of the graphics sorted out. But we will be all over that. Anyway, we're not completely finished yet, Pat. We still, of course, have our shout-outs to do. So let's get on with that, shall we? What do you think?
Let's do it.
Hey there guys, just wanted to let you know about an app that I've been helping to develop for a few years now called Hoarder. But what is Hoarder, I hear you scream? Well, A number of years ago, I discussed a project with a good friend of mine and now co-owner slash developer about an app that could help collectors of all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about the shapes and sizes of the collections, really, but also people. The app would be a place where you could share your new items, build collections and sub-collections, or just browse the feed to see cool things. Well, we made it. We tested it for a number of years, and now it's out there for you to enjoy on iOS or Android devices. You can upload a single item at a time at your own pace and slowly build your collections. You can post status updates that could be related to your collections, like getting a delivery or posting a scene in which you can tag items in that image if you've uploaded them in the past. You can add tags to your items in order to easily search for and find them, and of course to add them into your respective collections. You can like posts, comment on them, or start a conversation with a fellow collector, directly message users you follow, and even add items you see on your feed to your want list. If you prefer to use your computer or laptop, have no fear, you can use the website browser version and even utilize the awesome inventory option, allowing any user to change certain details, add notes, upload bulk items from spreadsheet files, and download a CSV of your entire itemized collection. We made this app for collectors, and we hope that you enjoy using it as much as we enjoyed creating it. Now get to hoarding. Get to hoarding indeed. Now we're into shout-outs. I'll go for it, Pat. Who have you got on deck?
Shout out to Philip. We're a little bit behind getting the September episode up. That's my fault. I've had a really busy week myself, just being at work a lot and having other commitments. So I haven't finished the edit on that, but I would expect it in the next few days. And most definitely by the next time we have a weekly, we'll already have an articulated points episode up.
Can you not get it done between this episode and when we go on later?
Not quite. I might be working on it though between them.
You should work on it throughout the episode, and every now and again I ask you a question. But sorry, what? Oh no, I'm editing. You'll just have to just do it yourself. I'll just be a face on screen. We'll do that instead. I like that I haven't changed Phil's image, by the way, this entire time. It's still the same one.
He still really seems obsessed with that Snake Eyes figure.
A little bit too obsessed. I might start photoshopping different figures into his hand, like that Storm Shadow Higher Toys one.
Or something like else onto his shirt.
Yeah, just Photoshop the same image each time, change the color of it, and just be like, hey, there's another image of, it's a different one of Phil, and it's the same one every single time. Amazing. Anyway, yeah, awesome. There's any more shout outs, or is that it?
I think that's it for me this week.
That's it. I will actually shout out while we're here. I haven't got an image of it, but I'll shout out Ritz Murphy, who the other day sent me two random G.I. Joe Funko Pops of Zartan and the Red Ninja. So thank you very much for those. We were having a conversation online or whatever, and he was asking me about like what Funko Pops I had and didn't have. Not unbeknownst to me, he was plotting to send me some that I didn't have in my collection. So thank you very much, mate. That was very nice of you. And I know that is not a picture of Ritz Murphy on the screen. I just didn't have time to conjure something up because it only came in yesterday. But thank you very much, mate. Really appreciate that. To my wonderful family, to everyone that's watching at the moment, probably, to Kate and Phoebes, and to my wonderful UK fam, mom and dad, who have been watching today as well. So much love to you. And also my US fam, love you guys to death. And thank you so much for all the support and for helping us get to this amazing number, 100. Crazy, isn't it? Also, thanks to Brian Sauer for all the amazing graphics. I've been working pretty hard recently. So he managed to churn out these lovely 100 graphics for us, which was really nice of him. Thank you, mate. And also related to Brian, we have more info on Codename Iowa, aka Assembly Required. Friday, they will have a show floor, kind of almost like early scouting access pass that gets you into the venue from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on November the 4th. And it's 3 solid hours for $15 to basically allow you to tour the show floor, as it were. So you get that kind of early access, but on Saturday it's completely free. So if you want to go and support on the Friday, you can, but on Saturday it's completely free, so you can go and enjoy everything. for nothing. Obviously, all the good stuff goes by then, though, doesn't it? So, yeah. Anyway, really looking forward to AR. Pat, are you going to Assembly Required?
Yes, I will be there.
I hope so. We still haven't worked out how we the technical aspects of doing a weekly live in person is going to work, but we'll work it out. We will work it out. Anyway, also big shout out to Toy Galaxy Dan and Toy Galaxy, of course, for their video, The Sad History of G.I. Joe the Movie. It's actually a really good video. You can check out the link in the description below. They always do great work. I love Toy Galaxy. They do the best videos, and Dan is brilliant. And we're going to try and get him on again soon, but he never responds to any of my messages because he hates us now. I'm just kidding. shout out to Dan and Toy Galaxy. Go check that video out. It's really interesting and fun. Also, massive shout out to Paddy and Brian, who have been posting some updates of proofs and, you know, covers and all that kind of stuff, and prints for Action Force Volume 2, Total Action Force Volume 2. Really excited for this book, and some of the prints they've been getting through are absolutely gorgeous. I mean, look at these. Destro, that's a page for the Destro page, the Snow Serpent page, and then we've also got some lovely shots there of the Moray, Stinger, and the Bunker, and then obviously some shots of the vehicle pages as well. Absolutely beautiful stuff. Cannot wait for that book. And I believe you still can pre-order it on totaltoybooks.com, link in the description. So go and get involved if you haven't already. You need to. And also shout out to Fred Axon, 2D Sculpts on Instagram. He's been posting some brilliant stuff recently, including his work on the Zorana sculpts. Zorana, I didn't know it was you. I had to, really, didn't I? And he's put both different versions on there as well. Like, so you can get a really good, I mean, they're beautiful, aren't they, Pat?
Yeah, I'm still really excited for this figure.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. The fact she's got two different head sculpts, two different hairstyles. The body looks amazing as well, doesn't it? Like the kind of the details on the kind of like zipper jacket with the kind of strap, and then the one of the shoulder pads has got spikes on it. I love that touch. I think that's really, really cool. Yeah, this one's going to be an amazing figure. So big shout out to Fred for doing amazing work on the brand. And also shout out to Dan Kay, who volumes 9 and 10 still up on Kickstarter. He's not too far away now, is he, Pat? It was about 30-something of about 36,000 needed. So yeah, he's getting there. Still still over a week to go, like 9 days to go. So, you know, link in the description. Go pledge and make sure you complete your collection of Creating G.I. Joe, officially licensed, of course, by Hasbro as well. So, yeah, make sure you get those. And I think, yeah, that's everything. Thank you, Pat. We've made it to the end of episode 100. Can you believe it?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's awesome. I'm glad to still be here.
I have you got that speech you prepared that you were going to say at the end? I'm just kidding. I just wanted to make you sweat a little bit.
I don't have anything.
You wore a tie.
Shout out to Justin. That's what should be my other shout out.
Shout out to Justin, who didn't join us. I'm just he couldn't, you know, he's busy counting his stars that he's got to give action figures for his reviews. Oh, we love you, Justin. Hopefully we'll get him. Well, we're actually going to be doing another monthly soon, aren't we, Pat? And we're in the month now. It's October the 1st, so we'll have to get that recorded probably soon. But that's going to be all of our deluxe G.I. Joe team members that we want to see in the Classified series. We did a really good episode. I love that episode we did of the Cobra, figures that we want in the deluxe series. So if you haven't seen that, go and check out our YouTube channel and watch that. That was a fun episode. I really enjoyed that. I enjoy our kind of like our most wanted things, and that they're probably my favorite episodes to do, I think.
Yeah, those are fun because it's not as news related. It's a little bit us using our imaginations a little bit too. And it's fun because sometimes you guys are bringing things up and it's like, oh, now I really do want that.
It's so true. As soon as you start describing it, you're like, oh yeah, that would be really great. Anyway, That brings us to the end of this episode, the Full Force Weekly, episode 100. Thank you to all the comments. Everyone being really nice and giving us lots of, lovely comments. Really appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, Stephen, as well, for saying, well done, guys. A fantastic achievement. Appreciate that. Full course happens during the week with his delicious meals. Yes, they do. anyway, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to everyone that's been commenting, and also to the Super Chat team as well. Oh my goodness, Matt O'Brien, Travis, and Sergeant Slaughter Slaughterhouse. Thank you so much for those. Highly articulated. Shout out to Justin Bell, Adam Riches, Eric Plastic Battles, and anyone else who's done an episode. Thank you, Highly Articulated. Yes, that's a great point. We've had so many people on this show, on other shows, and they do deserve a massive shout out to everybody that's been on. And thank you, Highly Articulated, for reminding me to do that. We've had a few. Mark, Tom Whalen, Mark Seddon, I should say, sorry, from Talking Joe. Tom Whalen from, artwork fame for the Alley Viper artwork for the Classified series. We've had loads of people on. To Dan, obviously, Dan Larson from Toy Galaxy. So again, we'll hopefully be able to add more people to this fun venture of ours, Pat. But at the moment, it's just us two slogging through the Saturdays, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun though. It's fun.
We will be back at, like I said, around 2:30 for the follow-up or the after-event scenario to PulseCon G.I. Joe panel. So for everyone else that's been watching, thanks very much to all our Patreons, our patrons, I should say, for our Patreon page. You've been getting a lot of content this week. You had an Intel episode every single day from Tuesday to Friday. That is just spoiling you. So thank you for all of your support, guys. To everyone that supports the channel with all the comments, with all the, with everything, just watching us. We really, really appreciate it. We'll see you in a few hours. You know what to do. At the end of every episode, after three, one, two, three,
full force.
Has anyone else done it?
No, not yet.
I can't go until it...
There we go. Okay.
There's one. That's enough. That's enough for me. See you guys.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.